Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. 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 Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. Johnny Marks. That's me. Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Johnny Marks?
Well, listen, the world hasn't fixed its issues that we were speaking about yesterday, and we recognize that. We will keep you updated on developments as they happen in the city. We are in Philadelphia, so we will keep you updated with all of that. We'll also invite people that maybe couldn't get in yesterday. We realized that the phone lines were very busy. So if you want to call in and talk about some of the things that you saw over the weekend or just talk, you can certainly do that as the show goes on, Ike. But, you know, we're a sports station, and there's some sports that's out there that we want to get into to start off the show. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. And so Major League Baseball, right? It's been where NBA and the NHL, it seems like that maybe they figured that out. The NFL, they're ready to start in September, and Major League Baseball has been the one sport that we're really unsure of. Felt like that maybe there was going to be some issues starting the season. The players proposed 114 games. We know what the first proposal was from the owners, which was just ridiculous. So the players come back with 114 games. And then the owners come with a 50-game season. So in other words, what they're saying is okay, players, you keep saying that you want your full prorated money, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's only going to be for 50 games. So you're going to get less than a third of what your contract is for the prorated games. If this is what you want and this is what you need, fine, but we're only playing 50 games. And, I mean, if that was the case, it's a short season. Mm-hmm. But I'd be fine with it. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, I can't. 50 games I can't agree with. I mean, 60 was going to be hard enough to swallow, but 80 or more was something that, as a baseball fan, you can at least have time to digest it, right? Baseball isn't a sprint. It is a marathon, and that's what's the beauty of the sport, is that it isn't life or death every week. And I know we're in different times right now with the whole pandemic, and 2020, we're just going to have to chalk it up as a different year. But you know what? When it comes to baseball, if you're going to give me a 50-game season and then postseason play, what's the point of even playing? Don't even play.
It's a short season.
Yeah, don't even play. I mean, this is beyond short. You say less than a third of the season? Yeah, don't even play. Yeah, don't even play. Well, like, would we take a football season that consisted of five games? Would you say, let's have a five-game season and then go to the playoffs?
Well, see, here's the thing, Ike, because yeah. I believe this. These championships aren't going to be real championships anyway, so let's do it right. Let's play 50 games, and let's have a fake World Series championship.
Yeah, well, we disagreed about that last week, and that was under the assumption it was going to be 80 or more games, I'm thinking, at the time as it pertains to baseball. But 50 games, yeah, you're right. Yeah, put a big, fat asterisk next to it.
And which is why you're saying don't play the season.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, to me, what's the point of playing a season if you're only going to play 50 games?
And if you look at,
what's the point of doing that?
You look at traditionally with baseball teams. Now, you know, a lot of good teams will come out of the gate and play well all year long. But in so many cases, it takes teams a little bit of time to get into the groove, maybe get some players back or whatever, to where if you have a 50-game season, the best teams may not even be in the playoffs, which I think is great. Actually, I think it's great. I think it's great.
No, to me, you would have to have a 30-team playoff. That's what you would have to have. Everybody would have to be invited. Seriously. I mean, if we're going to do 50 games, what's the point of doing that?
You do the same thing with playoffs that you were going to do before, except that you're doing a 50-game schedule. If this is what they want to do, if the players want to be paid the full prorated salary, which I understand, the owners are saying, okay, but it can only be for a limited season, then do it. I'm ready, man. It might be cool.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll just take basketball and its ridiculous-looking playoffs it wants to run out there.
In Disney World?
Yeah, in Disney World. And hockey. I'll take that this summer to get me to training camp and be ready for preseason football. Baseball, listen, pack it up. Get ready for next year. Get ready for next year. Full stadiums.
Be ready to start in
full
February.
Full season, pack it up. Pack it up.
No.
50
no, no.
games is ridiculous.
Well, I'm not saying it's ideal.
It's ridiculous.
And I would prefer the 80. I don't need 114. I don't need over 100 in a couple of months.
What, at the snail's pace we're going, I don't even know how you would get 114 games in.
I'm risking my life.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would get that many games in. But listen, if you're going to give me 80-plus games, I'll take that. I'll take 80-plus games plus the playoffs. No 50 games, no 55 games, none of that to me. It's why I've been saying I don't believe there's going to be a baseball season. I think whether it's 100% on both sides, players and owners, there is a percentage on both sides that is ready to accept not having a season this year.
Well, I agree with you there.
Because it's not financially beneficial to some on the player side, probably the more expensive players, and on the owner side, probably the teams who really rely on gate for their income, right, or their stream of revenue. So those teams that feel like they aren't going to benefit from this financially, yeah, they're probably ready to say, you know what, I don't even care if we have a season.
Yeah, you think the Marlins are ready to – ownership of the Marlins are ready to play this season?
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, Bryce Harper, please don't say this out loud, but he may be sitting there thinking, if I'm going to make a third of what I'm supposed to make this year, after you take taxes and agent fees, what's the point of even playing this year? I may as well wait till next year.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think Snell would say about it? Only making a third of his money. Less than a third.
Yeah, less than a third.
Crying out loud.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Exactly. Let's ask Mr. Baseball what he thinks about it. Jack Fritz, the two proposals on the table right now, it seems like are 50 games, which is being championed by the owners, or 114 games, which the players want. Players are like, oh, yeah, sure, pay us our full salary. We'll play more games. We'll play lots of games. And the owners are saying, nah, we're cool.
Well, I've never been mad at Ike, and I think this is the first time I may ever be mad at Ike, because his willingness to punt a baseball season, I think, is just absolutely ridiculous.
It's setting a bad precedent.
Well, it's just like,
I'll be honest with you.
You're gonna have labor strife, whatever, coming up in the next couple of years. You're not going to play baseball at all this year, maybe come back next year, and then there might be a work stoppage in 2022. That sounds like a nightmare. I don't care.
It sounds like your sport is in trouble.
Nah, it's
that too.
Our sport's thriving. I don't know if you've seen the billions that these owners are bringing in. No, it's just like, 50 games is 50 games. It stinks. But, like, seeing these guys sprint to a finish in a baseball season would be a lot of fun.
Listen, Jack.
It would be.
Don't let your thirst for wanting to see baseball, right? And I get it. You're baseball to the core. That's why I love him. He's baseball to the core, man. How's the High Hopes podcast going? It's going well?
Good. We had Rube on last week.
There you go.
Bryce Harper was on last night with him. Mike Trout was on as well, same time.
Only for the podcast, not for the show.
Right.
But it's growing. It's growing. So I love your passion for the sport. I really do. I really do. And I know you want to see some baseball this year. I get it. But I just gave you an example. If as big of a basketball fan and big as a football fan I am, if I were faced with the possibility of only seeing a third of those seasons and then the postseason versus, you know what, just scrap it and wait till the next year. I would just scrap it
and wait till the next year. I totally disagree.
Yeah, why would I do that? Because I'm not getting the full thrill of the sport. Like, what are you going to get out of 50 games?
The Bobo season.
You're going to get a sprint to the finish. It's going to be like Jeff Jenkins in 2008. Part two, game five.
But it'll be interesting. It'll be so much different. It'll actually be really interesting. It will.
It won't be.
Oh, my God. It'd be great.
You'll be hanging on every single game. Yes, it will.
Yep.
Sure, I will be. If they start playing, of course I will.
It's going to be like the NFL, almost. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, what would you rather have? Baseball, the proposals, the two that are out there right now, 114 games or 50 games? 50 games or no baseball? I mean, that's pretty much what it is. The owners are saying, all right, like the players are saying, we're not playing for anything less than our prorated salary. We're not giving you a 10% off coupon here to take off our salaries.
Right.
So the owners are saying, okay, we agree on that. Then we're playing 50 games. So 50 games or the players say, no, no baseball. Ike is saying no baseball, which I am shocked. I am shocked.
I'm more just disappointed.
No. I mean, 50 games, man, it's just not a baseball season. It's just not.
Well, nothing's going to be normal this year, which is why the championship, unless the Phillies win, it wouldn't be the same. Right? Wouldn't really count. It would be different.
In a 50-game season, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yep.
It's going to count.
215-592-9494. 50 games or no baseball at all. We'll start off on the phones coming up next. Some good guests today. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk a little Eagles and some other fun stuff as well. And if you didn't get a chance to get in yesterday, by all means, we're here. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Back with you after this.
When the players say we want to play, I do actually believe that. I think there are some owners who don't.
Really?
I think there are some owners who worry that playing is going to cost them too much. They're going to lose too much money, and that they would rather just punt the 2020 season.
Well, would punting be 50 games, Ike? We're back, Marks and Reese. I don't know if it's a punt. It might be a quick kick.
All right. I like that. Good job by you.
It's like punting on the season.
Come on, Jackie.
That's pretty good work,
buddy. Yeah, there you go.
That's quick.
Give some credit, man.
I have one of the Bunim Ching
things. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, you don't have the rim? What did you call it, Jack?
Bunim Ching?
A rim shot you're talking about?
Yeah, it was Bunim.
Right? Bunim Boom. It's called a rim shot, you millennial.
Yeah. There you go.
The Boom Ching.
I kind of like what he calls it. The what? The Boom Ching?
We can use that. That works for me. So our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. And Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com. Nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. And the question is, what would you rather have for Major League Baseball? No baseball ball at all or 15 games? And I'm shocked that 34% are saying no baseball at all. What are we talking about here?
I'm shocked there's not more.
Yeah, but even if it's 50 games, and I'll give it to you, Ike, it's not ideal, right? Like, it's 162 games for a reason, right? It's probably too long anyway, but 140 would probably be perfect. Maybe even 130 would be perfect. But what they're talking about for a regular season, 114 games in a short amount of time, it feels like too much. But 50 is better than none, right? Like, just to get us going again as sports fans. It's enough. It's not ideal. It's not. I mean, you may get a team that has no business sniffing the playoffs, maybe makes a run here. You know what? Even better to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even care about that stuff. I just think I just don't think it's a real baseball season. I don't even know how you can qualify it as a real baseball season.
But sports are going to be real this year.
Yeah, I understand that. But this would be the only sport that has the opportunity to start at the beginning of their sports and really shrink it by a third. I mean, even hockey has played close to 80% or more of their season. Basketball only had 17 games left in an 82-game season. We acknowledge the championship that the Miami Heat won in a strike-shortened season. It was only 65 games. We have no problem saying they won the title that year. We have no problem saying the Spurs won when it was a 50-game season. But that's 50 games of 82. That's more than 50%. I mean, when's the last time you played this percentage of a season?
Never.
And declared a champion?
Never. Never.
Like, this isn't a real season. You can at least justify hockey and basketball as a real season because they're at least going to finish their season from a postseason standpoint. And as of right now, football isn't in danger of missing any games. But you mean to tell me if there's an issue here in the fall? Well, I swear to God, I hope it isn't. But
knock on some wood.
Yeah, they can't play football till December. Well, let's have a four-game season and you just start the playoffs
Would you? I would take that over no season at all. Sure, I would.
Wouldn't.
Why not?
Four games a little
Who the hell wants
games?
To play a four-game season in the playoffs? No, you wouldn't.
Nobody wants to do that. But if Come that on, if man. That was the option, I would take that over not having a season at all. And
Does
you're
that
right.
count four preseason games?
Yeah, but
because you would have already really missed the season. So as a fan, you haven't. Now, granted, 50 games in baseball, you're still going to get a chance to see 50 games of baseball. I just think it's a cheapened season.
It is. It is. And I'm fine with that.
50 games.
And I'm fine with that.
That's ridiculous.
And it's what I was saying last week, where none of these championships would matter the same. Football starts.
No, basketball championship would matter to me. I got to see how it plays out. In hockey, why wouldn't it matter? Let's see how it plays out. As long as the stars are playing,
because this
everybody's playing under the same conditions.
But this season is unlike any other season in the history of sports, right? So it's going to be different. Now, baseball 50 games, it would be I would agree that it would be the cheapest championship of them all. It'd be the cheapest.
By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if players looked at this and laughed. You really think these players want to play 50 games?
I mean, if they were getting paid for 80, sure, they'd like to play 50, but no, they don't want to. No, they want to be. Here's the thing. They want to be paid.
Exactly.
That's the only reason that we're even talking about this is they want to be paid.
Well, and the owners want to either pay as little as they can or make something.
And the only reason they would say no to 50 games is because it's not enough money for them.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's like if they don't want to be docked or deducted more money than what their prorated share is. So if they're paid from their current contract for only 50 games, though, they don't want to do that. And the owners do. It's obvious. It's all about money. The owners are saying that's all we can afford to do. I would take 50 over none any day of the week. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. I can't find my mouse here.
Huh? Pause.
Where is it, Jack?
Sorry.
What is so?
City, C-A-T-Y.
What did I say wrong?
Secure.
It's not my fault that someone took the mouse.
Is that a Richie production?
I don't know.
Richie's taking the mouse?
I don't think. I mean, it could have been from this morning. John doesn't punch up callers. No, this is to the computer.
Did Jonesy start punching up callers in the morning show?
Let's talk. He might have. Let's see if the touchscreen works. Let's go to Matt in Mayfair. Matt, what's up? It does not. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay.
You guys hear me?
What's up, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, so just real quick, my mom, Hairspray from Parking Wars, would thank you for being fans of hers and hopes that you guys are staying safe. So
oh,
I wanted to pass
you.
That
yes,
on to you guys.
Sure.
Ike's a big fan of Hairspray.
Mom's. Well, yeah. You can tell by my hair on my head.
No, she's flattered that people still that people recognize her. So I think it's a big old pain, but whatever. Anyway, to answer the question, 50 games, that's not even a – is that even a quarter of a regular season?
It's a little bit more. It's a little bit more. It's like 30%.
So, Johnny Marks, is like everybody making the playoffs? I mean, how are they going to decipher who gets – I mean, if you get –
Same way they would if it was 162. It's not that difficult.
But John, if you get off to like a 6-13 start, your season's over.
Yeah, you're in trouble. It's different. It's different than any other season. I recognize that.
You recognize that, John. It takes half the players in the league to have a season to get hot.
So you'd rather have no baseball than a limited 50 games?
John, they have made a mess out of this entire thing. Listen, yeah, I would rather not. Until they can figure out a lasting labor piece beyond 2021, which have you guys thought about that coming up? That is
yeah.
a nightmare, that negotiation with a CBA.
Yeah. Here's what I would suggest, Matt. Listen, figure out during this time, if you guys can't come to an agreement this year, you're talking about 50 games, which I just think is ridiculous. You know what? Spend this time working on the next CBA to make sure that there won't be any work stoppage after next season. Like, spend this time, if you're not going to be able to play this year, spend this time working out and ironing out the details to a new CBA that everybody can agree upon so you don't have to deal with this again in another year.
Yeah, because I've heard somewhere along the line that there's a possibility the Players Association may strike next year if they can't figure out some sort of like peace or come to like a mutual decision about this season. I did hear that. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know about next year, but certainly once their current collective bargaining agreement runs out, it could be whenever. I don't want to think about that. You're right. I mean, it could be an issue. I just don't understand how you wouldn't want some baseball this year. We know it would be different.
My last point, they will get destroyed in the ratings this summer against the NBA playoffs and the NHL finals. They will get destroyed in the ratings.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You got two other sports in their postseason playing for champions for a championship when you're really going through a regular season.
They will get destroyed.
Well, I mean, but what does that matter if they play 80 games or 50 games? The ratings aren't gonna matter. Like what you're saying is they just shouldn't play at all.
It may extend their season beyond. If they play more games, it'll extend their season beyond possibly the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals.
Listen, they get more money the more games that they play.
And if they play more games, you can start sooner. I mean, these other two leagues aren't starting until August 1st, basically.
Yeah, they are. You're right. They get a month to themselves if they can figure this out.
Also, baseball goes against those sports every year anyway. They're championships. And the championships are in May every year.
And nobody pays attention to baseball.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that's the whole point.
Nationally, baseball doesn't draw the numbers that it used to. Locally, if your team is good in your city, you probably are watching it.
No doubt about it. I'm speaking from the entire league standpoint. That's what I'm speaking from. If you have other teams in the postseason, hell, even here, unless you believe the Phillies, unless they get off to a hot start and they are front runner in this division where a lot of people had them finishing fourth this year, at best third this year, you do have the other basketball team and hockey team who was playing very well late in the year who could be going on a run themselves for an actual title. The Sixers get hot in the postseason. Who knows what they'll do?
Well, let's not go that far.
Yeah, that won't count either.
I'm just saying. Oh, it will count, and we'll be paying attention. We'll be paying attention and covering it. That's what we'll be doing.
No, I mean, you're right, but what makes that any less of a fake season than baseball? Baseball's the third of the season. I get it. It's not ideal. It's different. Yeah, basketball stopped for 4 months in the middle of the season.
It doesn't matter, but they play two-thirds of their season.
Again, they dead stop, and then they come back, and now all of a sudden there's some teams that have some healthier players that may actually have a different chance than they did before. The Sixers were done. They were done. They wouldn't have won a series.
The
now,
Phillies are
going to
benefit the same way. Andrew McCutchen would have missed the first month and a half, 2 months of the season.
Agreed.
Now he won't.
Agreed.
So, yeah, everybody benefits. You got healthy players. You got healthy – I mean
– Right, but you're excited about that with the Sixers, but yet you're not with the Phillies. Like, I'm excited about that with the Phillies.
No, I'm not excited about the baseball season if it has to be 50 games. There's a difference. If there's 80-plus games, then I'm all in because it would seem like a more legitimate season. If it's only 50 games, that's nothing to me. That's equivalent of playing 4 or 5 games in a football season and then playing the playoffs.
Well, it's almost like spring training. That's not
the same to me. Difference. I mean, that's if it's. I'm not saying I don't want to see baseball this year. Yeah, but I wanted to have a semblance of a season. I do. I mean, if you're only going to play 50 games, then what's the point of even having the season?
Let's go back to the phones. Matt in Bristol. Matt, how are you?
Hey guys, listen, longtime listener, both of you guys.
Thank you.
I used to listen to you back in the day, John, with Sean Brace.
Thank you.
And, Ike, I was one of your first callers when the Phillies won the World Series.
Oh, how about that?
There is one.
That's right.
There is one.
There's only about four of you guys, so, yeah, you are the one.
Yeah, I gave a call. I was so happy that night. So,
oh, man.
You know, so.
Thank you, Matt.
I have a completely outside-the-box take on this, and I'm going to use some of the things that you guys have both brought up in your own words. This, as far as baseball goes, and I think you're going to know where my thoughts lie when I talk to you about this. Baseball is a distant third right now in the major sports. They're not holding the attention of people. Like a little earlier you said, you know, nobody really pays attention to baseball and they'll get killed in the ratings. So this might be the only thing that would keep people's attention to baseball is because of the urgency to win games. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing that kills baseball. I mean, I as a purist, I always said baseball is a marathon, not a sprint.
right.
which is why I think young people don't watch it. And the funny thing about this is, you know, I look back at the back when hockey had the shortened season back in the 90s, and I thought that was the most exciting hockey season I can remember because of the sense of urgency. In baseball, you don't know anything until midsummer. Mm-hmm. This time around, you're going to be wanting to tune in because every game's going to mean so much more. That's why the NFL so important. You know, why you tune in every week. I mean, I could actually see if they go to a shortened season that they could I've always thought the season was too long. Always.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree with
that. And you know, could you imagine, you know, having a shortened season, you know, when things go back to normal? You might have sellouts more than you have. I mean, you know, you go through the summer at Citizens Bank, you know, they do well.
Yeah, but they're not going to – Matt, you know they're not going to shorten the season to 50 games.
Well, maybe not 50, but I – you know, if the ratings go up and there's more attention, you know, given to baseball after this, they might consider it.
Matt, listen, and thank you for being longtime listeners of us mm-hmm. both. We got to run.
And mm-hmm. maybe being a caller to Ike after they won the World Series.
Yes.
Oh, he was. I mean, who would claim to be if they weren't?
Yeah, that'd be odd. That'd be odd.
Not exactly something to be like super yeah, in on.
And he's a good baseball fan, yeah, but yeah. I'd be shocked if baseball, forget about 50 games, baseball needs the money from 81 home gates. They want right. that money.
Yeah, so you're not going below 100 games. So you,
right.
Yeah. I think, I mean, here's the other thing that I would be concerned with, right? And this is probably more important, and it's probably more in line with what the players would be thinking when they would say it's not worth it to do it. It's not just the financial gain or financial losses they would incur by playing fewer games and not being worth it to that standpoint. But part of it not being worth it to them is the fact that you're going to accelerate everything, right? So what happens if Aaron Nola suffers some sort of injury in his elbow? That it's going to require him to be out 2 to 3 weeks. Your season is basically over right then and there. The problem with having a 50-game season is that there is no margin for error. And that's the beauty of the game of baseball with 162 games, albeit too many. About 140 would be in that area is where I would love it to be. But part of the beauty of that is that when guys sustain injuries, there's time to come back as long as it's not a season-ending
yeah.
injury.
Yeah,
hell, in baseball, you can be out a month and still come back.
You can be bad. You can be a team and be bad for 2 months and still make a nice run in the second half and be good.
Got this stat from Jackie, statistician in there. Your World Series champions, Washington Nationals, after 50 games last year, 19-31.
See that? That would have been awesome. They would have never won, and
season
that'd be
happy. Season is over with. Season yep. is over with. So I just don't think that if somebody rolls an ankle, you're already going to be coming out of this thing fast. So you got to realize you're managing different. You're managing players different. Are you putting more stress on a player?
Yep.
So all these things could cause injury, and then once you lose the wrong guy, your season is over with. And you're already a team – that's not fully loaded, as the Phillies are.
Yeah, 50 games is enough. I mean, I get what you're saying with the Nationals, and that would have sucked for them. That wouldn't suck for us. It'd be great if the Nationals didn't win a World Series last year.
Yeah, Bryce would still be happy.
Yeah, we'd all be happy. But here's the thing: it's a 1 year thing. It's a one time thing. We recognize that it's not a true season. It's not a true season. But it'll actually give us some joy. I'd actually be excited for a quick 50 game sprint. It'd be exciting. It'd be new. It'd be different. It'd be awesome, man. I wouldn't want this every year.
Well, you're not going to get it every year. I know you're not getting 50 games.
No.
You're going to get 100-plus games. Like, that's not going to change. My only point is that if you're playing a shortened season like this, I just don't see the value in it other than for the players to collect a third of their what would be their salary this year and for the owners to collect on some TV deals. Like, that's the only benefit there. As a baseball fan, I wouldn't see the benefit of playing a season this short. As a true baseball fan, how do you actually look at this and say, yeah, this is a real champion team? This is a team that deserves to be a World Series team when you only play a third of the season.
Come on, man. Agreed. Same thing with basketball and hockey, though.
No, they play two-thirds of their season.
Man, they stop for four straight months.
It doesn't matter.
Totally bogus.
It does
Bobo
not matter.
Title across the board.
It does not matter.
215-592-9494.
It does not matter.
It's Bobo regardless. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Coming up, we'll continue the Major League Baseball discussion. But there's a report out there involving the NFL season.
Uh-oh.
And perhaps the players are going to be asked to take a pay cut as well. We'll share those thoughts coming up
next.
See
how that goes over.
Marks and Reese
on
94.
That'll go well.
Wait till you hear the story. It's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about DraftKings for a second. UFC 249 was awesome, but that was just the beginning because Saturday, UFC 250 is starting off the June sports calendar with a bang, and the fighters are eager to get into the octagon at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. America's top-rated sportsbook app is putting you in the center of the action with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So if you think you know who's going to win the big fight this weekend, put your money where your mouth is and place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook. If you haven't tried it yet, betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, you can parlay fights within the card, and even bet on which round the fight will end or how it will end. And check this out. For a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is offering a profit boost on every fight on the main card. So DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a 50% profit boost on each main card fight for UFC 250. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Use code Philly when you sign up, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, use code Philly and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.